Okay, today's daf is Zvachim daf Yutes. Zvachim Yutes, and we are on Yudches Amabez. We are discussing the sugyas of Bad. We learned six halachas from the word Bad in the Torah, that the bidikun have to be made out of linen, and they have to be new, and they have to be woven properly, woven six times over, and you can have any chol with them. And the second Makor, that's what we were up to, of Ravina. Ravina says from the following, Ravina Amar Mehacha, five lines from the bottom, that we quoted a pasuk from Yechezkel that quoted that the big Kahuna were made out of pishtim, made out of linen, and therefore you know the other pasuk that says it's made out of bad means pishtan. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Amalei Ravashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines up at the bottom, right after the brackets. Amalei Ravashi, the Ravina, v'ha'ada asa Yechezkel min alon. What, Yechezkel was the one that came up with this? That we never knew what bad meant in the Torah until Yechezkel HaNavi came along. What did we do all those thousands of years before Yechezkel HaNavi? He was the one that came up with it. So where it says, what do you mean? I'll ask you a similar question. There is no pasuk in the Torah that says an Arel cannot do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, an uncircumcised Kohen. We learned it from Yechezkel. Why? Because it says there, called Ben Nechar, Arel Lev, V'Arel Basar, Lo Yavo El Mikdashi, Li Sharseni, that's not in the Pasuk. So that's the Pasuk that says that an Arel cannot do Avoda. So Asher by Yechezkel Minol, and had they know this before Yechezkel, that an Arel can't do Avoda, Ella, what must you say over there? Gemara Gemirila. But really, that a Mesoria, it was Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Gemara Gemirila, Vas Yechezkel Vas B'Chayakra, and Yechezkel came along and connected it to a pasuk in his nevuah. That's what we say by Arel. So too here, Sachanami Gemara Gemira La Vachulu. Meaning we had a Mesorah already, what bad was, and then we found a remez to it in the pasuk in Yechezkel. But really we knew it even before Yechezkel. This pasuk of Arel is the basis of an important discussion. That is, an Arel who does the avoda. Does an Arel who does the avoda, does an Arel get Malkus? Does an Arel get Malkus if he does the avoda? So Rashi quotes the Sanhedrin daf Pei Gimel. Rashi says, Arel basar, shemesu echa makmas vila. As we discussed many times in the past, what's the definition of Arel? Rov Rishonim say, Arel means uncircumcised. Even though Rabbeinu Tam says, in all those places, that an Arel means somebody who does not want to get bris mila, he's scared, v'chulu. If somebody's brothers died because of mila, and he halachically cannot get bris mila, that's not called an Arel. That's Rabbeinu Tam. But other Rishonim say, no, any Arel physically without a bris mila. So the Rashi says in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, lo yavo, Hainu azhara midivrei Kabbalah ba'alma v'lo laki aleh. You don't get Malkus. Rabba menuchas bias mikdash. Arel harehu keben nechar. Shedemar kol ben nechar alev arel basar. Quotes our pasuk. Lefichach arel sha'avad chilo avodaso v'loke min ha-Torah. V'loke kezu sha'avad aval enu chay misa. Machlokas Rabba Rashi, whether Arel gets Malkus or not. What's the nukudas ha-machlokas? So this is part of the larger discussion which Reb Chaim has in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros, and that is, if you learn out a halacha from a halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai, does one get Malkus? It's a question whether the Rambam thinks this is halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. Gemara Gomer law doesn't always mean halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai for the Rambam. But Reb Chaim puts this together with the larger discussion, and that is, does one get Malkus for halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai? And Reb Chaim is mechalik between two types of halacha l'Moshe B'Sinais. Chaim says there is what he calls a halacha Moshe B'Sidai hamichadeshes and a halacha Moshe B'Sidai hamifareshes. I don't use those exact words. That's how Rabbi Sachs terms the discussion of Reb Chaim, but that basically captures it in a word. Some halacha Moshe B'Sidais tell me something totally new that I didn't know before. A new halacha. And others expand a previous definition. I already knew a certain definition, and now I expand it. So, if it's a halacha Moshe B'Sidai hamichadeshes, then you're not going to get Malkus for that. Because you only get Malkus for a lo saseh that it says in the Torah, hishamar pen al or lo. One of those four words. If you don't have one of those four words, there's not going to be any Malkus. It has to be a lafa mefurish mikra. But, and therefore halacha Moshe B'Sidai hamichadeshes, if it's something totally new, so then one is not going to get Malkus. But, if it's halacha Moshe B'Sidai hamifareshes, that it expands expands a previous definition, so then you're going to get malchus because it's beforehand in the Torah. And the halacha Moshe Mishnah just tells me that this is what the Torah meant. It expands our previous definition. How do you know when is one, when is the other? You just got to look at the mafarshim for that. There's no specific reason why one is one and one is the other. You just got to check the Rishonim. So here the Rambam says explicitly, RL harehu kiben nechar. RL is a zar. And a zar gets malchus, so the Torah in the halacha Moshe Mishnah is telling me that an RL has the status of a zar, and that's why he's going to get malchus. This machlokas Reb Chaim discusses by halacha of arla shel chutz la'aretz and netar avai v'chulu. That's where it is. But there are other places where this issue comes up. Other places. Let me just mention maybe one more of them. The Mishnah says in Shabbos. The most important Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, the list of Lamatas Malachas Nafai and Gimel, has the list of the 39 Malachas. Number 39 is the Malacha of Hotsa'a. Hotsa'a carrying out from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or Rosh Hashanah Rabim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that is Malacha number 39. What is not on the list is the Malacha of Ma'avir. Ma'avir Dalet Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That is not on the list. And the Gemara says later on in Masechta Shabbos that Ma'avir is learned out from a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Ma'avir, Dalet Amos, Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's also Daraisa. If I carry something for Amos and Rosh Hashanah Rabim in a place without an Erev. That's what the Ran asks on that Mishnah. V'yim Tomar, my lochashiv nami Ma'avir. Mishnah Yishlomar, Mishnah de Ma'avir, Tolda de Motzihu. It's a Tolda of Motzi. That's what the Ran says. Lefi, Shedalet Amos, Shel Adam, Rishusohain. Umisha Motzi, Chutzla Dalet Amos, Havi Le Motzi, Me Rishusla Rishus. Says the Ran, a big Kiddush. We said about Lamar. You know why Ma'avir is not in the Mishnah? It is in the Mishnah. Because everybody has four Amos around themselves. And if you carry four Amos out of your Rishus, that's Motzi Mir Rishus L'Rishus. That's what the Ron says. V'chi Amrino L'Kaman V'Perak HaZoreg Ma'avir Dalet Amos Hilchasa Gemirila Hainu L'Chayev Amidim Motzi. The Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is to tell me that this is also a form of Motzi. The Ron says it's Mefurish. Mishum hachi onchin alei hoel v'nismacha l'torah shebichsav halav hachi l'machayv alei she'ein onchin mehalacha l'moshe misinai. The Ron says it explicitly that Ma'avir Dalet Amos is a halacha Moshe misinai hamifareshes. It's really an example of motzi, not just ma'avir, and therefore you're going to get malchus for it. Okay, there are many examples of this. I think we had a shiur on this a couple of years ago. If not, we'll have one soon. And then that is related to this halacha that we just had of Arel. And Arel does the avoda, it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether that Arel is going to get malchus. Okay, by the way, tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem, there'll be a shiur related to Big Dei Kahuna. Big Dei Kahuna will be the shiur tomorrow night, 9:30. Okay, second to last line. My lo yachru bayaza. The end of the pasuk that we quoted up above from Yecheskel about that the Big Dei Kahuna being made out of pishtim also quoted this line at the end of it. Lo yachru bayaza. You should not gird yourself with bayaza, with in a sweaty place, as we're going to translate it. Amar Abaye, what does that mean? Lo yachru, when the kohen puts on the avnate. He puts on the special belt. Well, yachru b'makam shemizin. He's not allowed to put it on in a place where he sweats. Kidatanya, the Brisa says, k'shem chokrim, when you put on the belt, ain chokrim lo b'matam imasneim. You can't put it too low where it's going to be against where if I'm a little large, my stomach might hang over my thighs a little bit. It's a little schwitzy under there. V'lo l'malam me'atzileim, and it can't be too high that it's going to get stuck under my underarms, both sweaty areas. Ella k'neged atzile yideim, it's got to be basically across from my elbows. So it's across the, right across my chest, and it's going to be where my elbows are across from my arm. That's the middle area. That's the middle area, so that's where I'm supposed to wear the avnet. Above where the belt is usually, what we would call it. So avnet is worn above that. The Briska Rav has an interesting chakira. What kind of halacha is this din of having to wear the belt right in the middle? Is that a din in Levisha, or is it a din in the avnet? Meaning, is that a din in Levisha that you can't wear begadim in schwitzy places, in sweaty places? It's not covered for the begadim. Or is it no? It's more fundamental. This is the makam where the avnate has to be. The mesora is that I'd have to be in this spot, not too low and not too high. Like the boundaries are given based on the fact that there's sweat there, but really this is din in the makam of the avnate. That's the Briska Rav's Chakira. Shasham, I'm sorry, let me, this is from yesterday. Where is the, Let me just find the chagira. Oh, the chakar agriz. Ha'im din zeh she'in chogrim b'yazah hu din b'tziris ha'chagira. She'amr torah shel lakar b'makam shemiziyah bo. O'einu elo b'kviyas makam l'avish ha'shanis. L'may nafkamina. What about other begadim? What about other big day kahuna? Do they have this din of l'yachkru b'yazah? The choshen and the ephod also have to be tied. So is there a special din? Is this a special din by the Avnei? Or is it a din by Choshen and Ephod too? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi ala Torah applies this to the Ephod. Rashi Tetzaveh applies this halach of Liakra Bayaza also to the Ephod. If you look at the Rambam only quotes it by Avnet. So suggests the Briska Rav that this is a machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether it's a din in the Makom, that it would only apply to the Avnet, like the Rambam says, or it's a din in the Levisha, that it can't be at a sweaty place, that it could apply to other begadim as well. That might be Rashi. Other nafkamina might be, is this just a halacha lechafila? What if you did the eved? If you had it lower, does that possibly the avoda? That is a question. That might be a nafkamina. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi quotes, Amar lihuna barnason, zimna chada havi keimna kamei de izgadur malka. Fascinating three lines. What happens? Rav Huna says that one time I was standing in front of izgadur malka, a non-Jewish king. Rashi quotes, a Persian king. In Yana de Yoma. Almost. Greek, not Greek. Vahavi midzli le hemyanoi. And what happens? My belt was low, and he lifted it up for me. Midzli le hemyanoi. Vitesia nihale, and he pulled it down a little bit. Va'amar li, and he said to me, Mamlachas kohenim v'gai kodosh k'siv b'chu. Supposed to be a priestly nation. What are you not looking properly for? Not looking, you have to look perfect. Gonna look like a mamlachas kohenim. This non-Jewish king came over to him and fixed his belt for him to put it in the right place. When I came in front of Ameimar, Amarle said, "Ikayimbach, it was fulfilled in you." The pasuk in Yeshayo, which talks about the future when the other kings of the nations of the world are going to serve Bnei Yisrael, v'hayu malachim omnayich, that the kings are going to be you're the ones that take care of you, malachim omnayich, and therefore you know you're mekayim that izgedur was mekayim that pasuk by you. I have a sefer at home all about hilchos amir la'akum. It's called malachim omnayich. The name of the sefer. It talks about that non-Jews doing avoda for you. Okay, says the Mishnah. It's not Hassan. Kohen shalaka be'etzbo. The Mishnah says in Maseches Erevin, if a Kohen got a wound on his finger, so what does he do? He has a wound on his finger, it's bleeding. So korech aligemi ba'mikdash avlo ba'medina. So one is allowed to tie a reed around the wound in the Beis HaMikdash, and not in the Medina. What's the issue here? So Rashi says the issue is the reed had medicinal power, some type of reed that had medicinal power on it, and therefore, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in Medina, it is aser, because of the Issa D'Rabbanan, Shabbos Nun Gimel, of Shchika Samamanim, not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos unless one is in the state of Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, or worse, meaning a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, but if anybody is less than a Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, we paskin, one is not allowed to take medicine. When one is Mechush Ba'alma, but Chola She'ein Bo Sakana, once one reaches that stage, you can't get out of bed, so then one is not to take medicine. But less than that one is not. So Rashi says, that's what it's talking about here. You can't put the gemi on the finger in the Medina outside the Beis HaMikdash because of the Issur D'Rabbanan of Shechika Samamanim. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi quotes, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. There is no Issur D'Rabbanan when it comes in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi also, though, quotes a reason. He doesn't only quote Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Rashi quotes at the beginning of Korech on the third skinny line, Korech alagemi b'shas avoda, shegenayhu shetirah shamakaso. It's a genai. The Kohen's going to be doing the avoda, he's going to be bleeding. Right? So it's a genai to have the avoda done like that. So therefore, it sounds like the Achronim say something from Rashi that it's not an across-the-board ein shvus b'mikdash. It's an ein shvus b'mikdash b'shas the avoda where there's going to be a genai if you don't do it. Why'd Rashi have to say that? It sounds like maybe it's not such a principle that goes across the board. But that is shitas Rashi. If you look in the Rambam seems to have it as a more of a blanket heter. The Rambam says in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam talks about when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So it's a very busy Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, very busy Shabbos. Says the Rambam, K'maseyu b'chol kach maseyu b'Shabbos, what the same exactly they did on weekday they did on Shabbos, V'rochetzin es ha'azar b'Shabbos. And you wash out the floor of the Azorah must have been pretty dirty. After all of Klai Yisrael brought their Karban Pesachs. So it must have been pretty dirty, and you were allowed to wash the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? She'ein iser shvus b'mikdash, says the Rambam. There's no iser shvus. Afilu b'davar she'einu tsarich avoda. Iser shvus b'mikdash heterhu. That's the language of the Rambam. Even if it's not tsarich avoda, it's still going to be mutter. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah discusses where's the source. The Mari Kirkus discusses where's the source. They work out where you get, he gets this from in the Gemara M'slachim of Samachay, where this comes from. But that is the Rambam, which seems to have more of a blanket heter. The question that they ask on the Rambam is that some are familiar with the Mishnah Masechah Sukkah. Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Nun, where the Mishnah says that the Chalil is not blown in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, on the day of Sukkot, right? We talk about the Mishnah is there talk all about what you're not allowed to do when it falls down on Shabbos. What about the Arava? What about Lulav? It gets into it with Lulav Arava. But talk about the Chalil, that you don't blow the Chalil on Shabbos. The answer, according to the Rambam, it's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a Shvush. You're not allowed to blow musical instruments because it is a Drabanan. So why can't you blow that in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Ritva says there in Sukkah, it's just very, very common. It's very possible that a very good chance that it's gonna break and you're gonna have to fix it. So the Ritva asked this question. V'kashali, so iser nigun b'chalil v'klizemer ein al shas drabanan v'kaimalon ein shvus b'mikdash, and therefore you should be able to blow the chalil on Shabbos. Answer v'yesh lomar dekol ki hay shvus shehu davar matzui da asile de tikun kli. The isurash atikun matzui lahem. It's very common that it's going to happen. It's a bichshash, and therefore afilu b'mikdash gazru bo kisheinu ma'akeves. So if it's something that's not ma'akev, they made it there in the base of mikdash. Also, diagav tirdayu asu misakni lei v'dachu shabbos b'malach hashal torah b'davar sheinu b'chova. Okay, that's the Ritva. The Ritva says because it's so common, it's so matzui, that's why it's done there. But if you look in the tzlach there in Pesachim, the Noda Behuda on that Gemara in Pesachim. Daf Samach, hey? The Tzlach says, no, there's a big difference between the Chalil and washing the Beis HaMikdash floor. Even if something, and he says, you can wash in a Rambam. The Rambam says, even if it's not Tzorach Avoda, it's still okay. As long as it's Tzorach Mikdash. He doesn't say, Ein Tzorach Klal. It's still got to be Tzorach Mikdash, says the Noda Behuda, says the Tzlach. And therefore, when it comes to washing the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a bizayon to have the mikdash all bloody the whole extra day until after the first day of Yontif. So therefore, says the Rambam, you're allowed to wash the floor because that's a tzorech mikdash, even though it's not a tzorech avoda. Masha'ekin the chalil, that's a tzorech hediot. To blow the harp, that's a tzorech. The Beis HaMikdash needs you to blow the harp during your singing? No. To blow the flute? So therefore, says the Tzlach, that's less than a tzorach mikdash. That's ain't tzorach klal. Even the Rambam would not agree to that. That's what he says. He uses that to explain something else. But then this also explains the chiluk of chalil and washing the floor. The other interesting issue is why? Why do we say ain't shvus b'mikdash? Why is it? Why is there a in the base of Mikdash? So the Mari Kirkus here on that Rambam in Aleph Tezayin says, because, and this is what it sounds like from a Gemara also, Kohanim Zrizimheim. Kohanim are Zaris, they're careful. Velo Asu Lemevet Yisur Daraisa. We're not worried about the Kohanim. So therefore, if it's based on Xera, we're not worried that they're going to do an Yisur Daraisa. If that is the reason, though, Achronim talk about a number of Nafkaminas. What about if a Yisrael is in the base of Mikdash? Are there Shvusim that apply to him? Is it Eishmus b'mikdash that did in the Makkah? If it did in the Kohanim, maybe it should be ushered to Yisrael, because they're Nazarism. Well, unless you say that the Kohanim are Zaris to make sure that nobody there does have Eiris. But that might be one Nafkamina, that if it's the Yisraelim in the Beis HaMikdash. What if it's an Issadur Rabbanan that's not Misham Gzeira? It's a different type of Issadur Rabbanan. It's not a Gzeira, it's whatever, two types of Issadur Rabbanan. It's Gazur Machmas Atzmam. Right, so that's the Rivash. The Rivash has that chiluk in Simon Kufsa, the Kufsama Gimel, that ain't shvus b'mikdash is only by Yisurim that are Mishum Gzeira, but other Yisurim, they're going to be Usur. Because, again, it's based on the Sesvar of Kohanim's Rizimheim. Right? Or, one other, Nafgamina might be, in the Biur Hadaf, he has this beautiful footnote, Ha'im bi Yisurim drabanam she'ena mi Yisure Shabbos. Shar Yisure drabanam. Is it limited to ain't shvus b'mikdash of Yisurei Drabanan, is it limited? So again, that also might be totally thank you on this issue. Okay, so two the issues. How wide-ranging is this heter of Ein Shvus b'Mikdash? And number two, what is the reason for the heter? But that's all comes from Rashi, that the reason that you're not allowed to put the bandage on outside, but yes, in the base of Mikdash, is because of Eishvus, but Mikdash, you don't have to worry about Shchika Samamanim. Okay, what does that have to do with us? Let's get back to the Mishnah. Why do we have this here? Says the Mishnah in Erevin, that's quoted here. So a Kohen cannot put this bandage on, made out of a reed, in the Beis HaMikdash, but he can't put it on in the Medina. But if you put it on the reed, in order to squeeze it, in order to get dam out, then kanvakan aser, that's for sure aser. Why is that aser? That's the Issa Drabanan, the Issa Daraisa of Chovel, Chavala of wounding on Shabbos. Which Av Malacha is Chovel? That is amazingly not clear in Shas. Many times it says in Shas that Chovel is Issa Daraisa, but Bris Milah. Well, Bris Milah, what malach are you doing by Bris Milah? Why do you need a heter of B'yam HaShmini HaFilu B'Shabbos? Doing malach of Chovel. What's Chovel? So there are three or four shitas that we showed him. What exactly is Chovel? Rashi in Masechah Shabbos quotes 2 days. Rashi on Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Aleph quotes, maybe it's the malacha of Tzoveya. You're coloring. Coloring the skin when the blood comes out. Coloring the skin of the animal. Or coloring color, that's number one, Soveya. Or Rashi has the other Shita, which is the most popular one of the Rishonim, and that is Shchita. Shchita, what's the difference if you kill a person totally? Moving the blood also is a form of Shchita. Mali Kutla Kula, Mali Kutla Palka, the language of the Gemara in a different context. And therefore Rashi quotes those 2 days, maybe it's Soveya, maybe it's Shochet. The Rambam has a third sheet. The Rambam says it's the Malacha of Dush. Malacha of Dush, moving something from its natural state. Milking a cow is Dush. Giving somebody a black and blue mark is dush. Right, that is all squeezing out of fruit on Shabbos. It's all dush. It's all threshing, taking something out from its natural state. So three sheet is what exactly is chovel. But that's the malacha here. If you put on the reed to get the dam, it's aser. So Amar B'yud, Debrei de Reb Chiya, Lo Shanu El Gemi. When is this allowed in the base of Mikdash? Only by a gemi, by a reed. Meaning it's not an extra beged, it's a reed. Aval tzilzul katan, if you put on a little belt to stop it, so that has the status of a beged, so have a yitr begadim. That's yitr begadim. This, by the way, is a raya, Pashas a raya to Rashi, that we mentioned yesterday, against the Rambam, where Rashi says yitr begadim applies to all begadim, not an extra beged kahuna. Sounds like, right, it sounds like a stama belt, any type of belt. Doesn't sound like a little avnate. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo Amar yitr begadim, el b'makam begadim. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, no, the isra of yitr begadim is only b'makam begadim. Right, where you're supposed to have Big Day Kahuna on. But if you have it on your finger, not supposed to be any begadim there, avashlo b'makam begadim, lo have a yitr. But if it's on your finger, you have a bandit on your finger, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. Because the yitr begadim, sounds like for Rabbi Yochanan, is a function of chatzisa. And therefore it's only if you need a problem where there are begadim. So says the Gemara, okay, v'tevik lebishav chatzisa. So it's still a problem of chatzitza. What's the chatzitza? Because when the Kohen holds the kli, whatever avodah he's doing, he can't have any hefsek between his hand and the kli. So even if you have this, you want to say it's not a problem of yitur, but it's a problem of chatzitza. Somebody says, no, bismol, maybe it's on his left hand, and you have to use your right hand, as we mentioned, to do the avodah. That was a machlokas hanam at the beginning of the parak. Inami.
That would apply to dami as well.
Then that would apply... If it's, well, you have to know, it's a good question. Would Gemi be a problem, Shalom B'Makam Avoda? We'll have to see. Inami, Shalom B'Makam Avoda. Here too, he says it, Shalom B'Makam Avoda. So then, same thing as small, Shalom B'Makam Avoda, and therefore, it would not be a problem. He doesn't hold of the issue of Yitur. So the only problem is B'Makam Avoda, and that's why this would not be a problem, Shalom B'Makam Avoda. Upliga the Rava. Rava argues on this though. Dama Rava Amar Chizda b'makom begadim afilu nimachas chotzetzes. In a place where there are begadim under the beged, even one strand of hair is going to be chotzetz. Shalom b'makom begadim shalosh shalosh. If it's not a makom begadim, Rava says it's still a problem. There's still an issue of yitzu begadim even shalom b'makom begadim. And therefore, as long as you have a little beged that's 3x3 etzbos, very small beged, that's still going to be a problem. It has to be the status of a beged. And therefore, if it's so tiny, if it's less than 3x3, that's not even called a beged. So says the Gemara, Ad Rabbi Yochanan Vade Pliga. This Rava definitely argues on Rabbi Yochanan who said in the previous Shita, Ad Rabbi Yehuda Brei Reb Chiya Milema De Pliga. Is he arguing on Rabbi Yehuda Brei Reb Chiya also? Because Rabbi Yehuda Brei Reb Chiya says, Tziltzol Katan is Yitur. Maybe that's even smaller than 3x3. So should we say he's arguing on that? So Rava says, no, maybe not. Shiny, tzilzul katan, the chashiv. It could be that even Rava would agree at tzilzul katan. Usually you need, if you have a piece of cloth that requires to be 3x3. But if it's a whole baguette, a tzotzel, a belt, so then even if it's less than 3x3, maybe he would agree it's a problem. This has come up in a number of times in the past, and that is, if something has the status of a kli, this is what the Rashba says, Beferish and Shvuas and Daflamites, if something has the status of a kli, then even if it is worth less than a shavet pruta, still, because it's a kli, it's a rule breaker. And it can be used for, the Rashba there is talking about tainas and hodas when it comes to Shvuas, but then he says, the efsher afilu le'inyin kedushin kain. Even regarding Kiddushin, if I have a kli that's somehow worth less than a pruta, maybe I could use it for marriage. Don't you need a pruta for marriage? The answer is no. A kli has independent status, and therefore even if it's less than a pruta, it can be used. So that's what you see over here. You see that possibly here by, it's a beged. And where else does it come up? It's a similar idea to birya. Birya, if I eat a whole insect, even if it's less than a kezias, because it's a whole item, it has the status, even if it doesn't have the regular shiur. Okay, Lishna Achrina, a different version of the previous discussion. Amri la, Amr Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Rabbi Chiya, lo shanu elegemi, aval tzilzol katan chotzeitz. That's the same Rabbi Yehuda. But now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, different, lo amru chatzitza b'pachlet b'shalosh al shalosh, el b'vaka begatim. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says this. When is there an issue of chatzitza less than 3x3? That's only b'vaka begatim. Aval shalosh b'vaka begatim, shalosh al shalosh chotzitzos, pachlet b'kanina chotzitzos. Rabbi Yochanan says, that shita vahainu the Rav Amar of Chizda. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees, meaning unlike the first version where Rava and Rabbi Yochanan argued, this version Rabbi Yochanan says exactly what Rava said. Lema pliga the Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei d'Rabbi Chiya. Should we say that he's arguing on the first shita, Rabbi Yehuda? So where it says again, shani tzitzel katan t'chashiv. No, tzitzel katan might be different. Everybody might agree that even though it's less than 3x3, it is chashiv inherently. Ula Rabbi Yochanan my arya gemi lashbin and tzitzel katan. What you said before, Rabbi Yochanan. So why does he tell me the halacha of gemi? Why doesn't he tell me even tzilzul katan? So Gemara answers, Milsav Agav Baruch Hu Gemash Vilan Degemi Masi. It's to tell you Derech Agav that a gemi has healing power, and that's why you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's a discussion in the Achronim. Where is the halachas of chatzitza? Chatzitza is for sure a halacha being basar lebigdo. And that's what the Rambam emphasizes a number of times. Us would have chatzitza between basar and abigda. What about between beged lebeged? Is there an issue of chatzitza be beged lebeged? So that is a question of the Achronim. And again, the Brisker Rav discusses this in his Sefer Al-Hav here on Tzvachim. And he quotes that there are two dinim. Yeshtem shnecha dine chatzitza bebegde kahuna. Ha'echa din chatzitza shemei beged lebsaro. U'milvado yeshtin chatzitza nosaf mitzat seder halavisha. Shetzorek shetehei dafka ba'ofen shakitonas tielam echnasayim v'chulu. As we'll talk more about tomorrow night. There's a halacha that nothing could be between the skin and the begadim. That's one halacha of chatzitza. And that, as we'll see, is a very chamer halacha. You might not even be allowed to have airspace in between, as we'll see. The second halacha of chatzitza, bein beged lebeged, that's more of a din of seder levisha. You have to have one beged coming after another beged, the mechnasayim first, the chulu, and therefore, it could be that there will be different rules. There's no problem of airspace. There's no problem of other little minor chatzitzas, even though there would be problems being basar lebigdo. So that's also an important discussion to think about as we go through these gemaras of chatzitza. Boy Rava, three lines up, I just mentioned.
The gemara could have also answered that since the gemi is not a chatzitza, it could also be the makom begadim.
If a gemi, but it could be that even if it's not a beged, as we're about to see, anything from Malkum Begadim could be a problem, as we're about to see. Boy Rava, Nichrasa Laruach Bebigdo, Mao Al Basaro. What if the wind's blowing, it's a windy day, right? The nace in the Beis HaMikdash was that the wind never blew the fire from side to side, or the smoke, but it never said that it didn't blow the Begadim. So what if it's a windy day and my Begadim are blowing out away from me? So is that a chatzitza? Unbelievable. Al basaro b'inan v'haleka. Do you say this is a problem and therefore it's you don't have that? It's not al basaro. O dilma derech levisha b'kach. Or it's normal. It's normal. What are you supposed to do? It's derech levisha. Sometimes your begadim blow out. Kina maushet. Let's do all these questions and then we'll talk about them. Kina maushet dachas. What if I have a tiny louse on me? Is that a chatzitza? So meisa lo tibay lochad avali chaitza. If it's dead, it's for sure a chatzitza. Chayamai, what if it's a live louse? Me, I'm Rina Akiva, the Asa, the Azla, Ravisahi. Bugs always get into everything. That's normal. v'lo chaitza, and it's not chotzeitz. O dilma, kiv it's a kapit alei chaitza. Or do I say no? If I would realize it, then I would need to want to take it off. So it is a chatzitza. Afar ma'ushi yachatz. What about dirt? Is dirt chotzeitz? Afar vadai chaitz. Do we say afar is for sure? Very, I mean, it's got to know, where's the offer going to be? Kohen has to go to the mikvah before he comes into the Beis HaMikdash. So I guess so, on the way in, he got some dirt on him. So these say that's for sure a chatzitza. So, ela avak offer mao. The question is very, very dust of dust. So it's like hardly even there. So is that a chatzitza? Bes HaShechi mao sheyachutz. What does that mean? Rashi explains, let's say my sleeve is a little loose on me. It's not perfectly fitting on my shoulder and my underarm. It's a little loose. So, al besaro be'inan v'haleka, o dilma derech levisha pekach, or is that the normal way? Next, hichnes yad lo tocheko mahu. What if I put my arm in my shirt? Let's say the coin's freezing. So he puts his arm in his shirt. So is that a problem? Legufo michaitz, olo, is your own guf chotzeitz? Is that considered something else? Right, this comes up in all the context as well. Right, you can't use your own hand for a yarmulke. If you need to walk, you can use somebody else's hand. But your goof is you. You can't put your hand over your head and walk, because that's you. That's not anything on top of you. Nima ma'usha tachutz. What about a thread? If you have a thread underneath, nima vade chaitza, do we say no? Come on, a thread is for sure chotzeis. Ella, what's the question? Nima midul delas ba. What if you have a thread coming out from one of the big tekahuna? One of the hems is coming out. So, is that a question? Or, so, by the way, the achronim asks, what do you mean? You stick your hand in from under the, under your shirt? Don't you have to wash your hands anyway? You have to wash your hands anyway because you're touching one of the mukamas of machusim. Okay, kash. Let's stop there for a minute. The achronim point out here that these seem to be, not seem to be, they are very different halachas than, for example, Anida has. Anida, we've discussed in the past, has three different levels. Mida raisa, somebody goes to the mikvah, the chatzitz is only if rubo umakbid. It's got to be covering most of the body, and you have to be makbid about it. Midra banan is one or the other. If it's rove, even if she's not makbid. If she's makbid, even if it's not rove. Midra banan, the minna, that's midra banan. The minnaga olam, the shulchan aruch quotes that we try to get off even miyach eino makbid. Okay, those are the three different levels. The arsameach points out that this is very different than what we have here. This is big day kahuna. So it's a beautiful piece in the Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach says in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, he asked the question, Mala v'yesh lahavin, madu agabi tevila amru demiyat hamachmin eno chotzeitz, aval davtav sivrachas amayim akol basar afilu haki ruba kakulo, umadu agabi big day kahuna, taman amru, demiyut agabkin chotzeitz, afilu nima achas. It's all chatzitza. So why by big day kahuna is it much more stringent? So the fees that are move on. Madu agabe big day kahuna pashitlon to miyuto chotzeis. Says the Arsameach. When a person goes into the mikvah, it's one unit. It's his body. If it's one unit, it's his body. So the halacha is he has to be in the mikvah. So we have principles of majority and minority. So we could say ruba kakulo. And therefore only if rov mida arais is not in. But if it's rov in the mikvah, so ruba kakulo. We have that principle that we're allowed to say. But when it comes to the begadim, so we know there's chatzitza by each one of the begadim. Each one of the begadim does not cover the whole body. So inherent in the halacha, you see that you don't have it, you don't rely on rof. It's part and parcel of in that halacha. Because the michna, if you have a problem of the michnasayim, so what about the, all the begadim are separate. The pants have to be on his flesh. Each one is a separate din. The yachol lios the negad aguf bichlalo ain zerov. The magla mechnasayim ain't a rov aguf. The yim tamar the rov magla mechnasayim boishi below chatzitza zeino. The mechnasayim luchud alo nigra mitzvah salavisha rak betzir of kobe de kahuna. The chazina therefore you see dal mi lavisha the begadim tavichada mitzvah the below kalada al begadim avibuchus begadim. So therefore, that's how you know, built into the system of Big Day Kahuna is that meat is also going to be a problem. Therefore, you cannot rely on the principles of Rove and Ruba Kukulo. So therefore, you have to have different rules. Rav Moshe says it a little differently in a Chuvin Yaradeh. Rav Moshe says, here it says Al Basaro. It's a special din of Begadim Al Basaro. That's what the Gemara keeps saying. Al Basaro, Al Basaro. Therefore, Rav Moshe writes, that's why it's going to be different. Right? Even air would be, possibly be a problem. Okay, it's an important Arsameach. Isuri Bia Dalaches. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Boy Mar Barav Ashi. Yotza Saro Bibigdo Mahu. What does that mean? Rashi explains somebody has very long hair. A Kohen has very long hair, and the hair goes between the collar of his shirt and his neck. So, is that a chatzitza? We just asked about the body. What about the hair? Mau, sour kagufo dabi, alav kagufo dabi. Is that kaguf or not? Kaguf or not? Right. Then, but one second. How could a Kohen have long hair? He's Puri Rosh. Right? You have to get a haircut once a month. Every Kohen has to get a haircut once a month. So either, I don't know, it's very fast growing hair, right? Number one. Or number two is, fine, mitzad iser. There's an iser, meaning he can't do the avoda Puri Rosh, but it doesn't possibly avoda. This is an issue of possibly the avoda. If he didn't get a haircut, so it could be that he possibly the avoda. By Reb Zera, tefillin ma'u sheyachutzu. Does tefillin, or tefillin a chatitza? Does a Kohen, and I think about this question, does a Kohen wear tefillin where does the avoda? Is that a chatitza to his begadim? So, Aliv, the mandamar, Laila lazman tefillinu, according to the mandamar that says, Laila is not the time of tefillin, lo tibay lacha, there for sure it's not a question. Why? To give it to Laila chaytzi, yom nami chaytzi. At night, for sure, then tefillin is a chatitza, because you're not doing a mitzvah at night. And therefore, by wearing tefillin. And therefore, avodas that are done at night, the hektar chal mevarim and the other things, so that for sure tefillin is a chatitza, and therefore once it's a chatitza at night, we'd say it's also a chatitza by day. But kitibay lacha, that's what Rashi says. Matzinu, Rashi adds another point, and that is, and if you find it's a problem at night, it's for sure going to be a problem during the day, because you never have a chumra of avodas by laila that does not apply to avodas by yom. So if it's a chatzitza at night, it for sure has to be a chatzitza by day. But kitibay lacha lo adar laila loves laila's mat filling. What if you hold filling laila is mat filling? My mitzvah de gufe chayitz or lo chayitz. You have a mitzvah to wear this on your body, so therefore, maybe it's batel. Maybe it's batel. Maybe it's like where it's filling in a place without an eruv. It's not a nisad arayis. It's considered part of your malbush. See, galga milso matel kami to Rabbi Yami. It came to Rabbi Yami. Amrle tamad arachu biyadenu tefillin chotzitzot. Tefillin are chotzitzot. It is a chatitza, and therefore, you cannot wear tefillin between the body of the kohen and his. And begadim. Let's continue for a minute. We're not finished yet. Meisvei kohanim b'avodasim olavim b'duchayanam yisrael b'mamadam. When all the kohanim are doing the avar avoda, and the levim are on their duch and singing, and the yisrael are mamadam, as we know from the mishnayos of Maseches Tainus, that all but Israel were also split up into 24 groups, and each group had a week when they were going to be the representatives of Bnei Yisrael. Some of them went to the Beis Hamikdash to actually stand in the Beis Hamikdash with the karbanos tamid v'chulu, and the rest of them stayed at home and took off from work and fasted and laned and said special tefillas. So when these are taking place, so they are p'turim and atfilim and atfilin. They're pater, otik b'mitzvah, pater min mitzvah. They're pater from other tefillas and from tefillin. So you see, the kohanim during their avoda are pater from tefillin. So says the Gemara, my love, im hinichanein achotzesos. Doesn't that sound like, yeah, they're pater, but if you put it on, it's not a problem. Sounds like it's only their pater. Lo, im hinichan chotzesos. No, if they put it on, it is a problem. Ihachi peturim asur mi bailei. It should be asur, not just pater. So the Gemara says, kiva diika levim yisrael delo mister leyser. By the levim and the israelim is not asur, they're just pater. So mishamachi tana peturin. That's why it says pater. But really, it's asur by the kohanim. I have a tanya minichanein achotzesos. I have a brisa that says it's not a chatitza. Lo kasha ha diyad ha dirosh. It's a chilek between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Maishta diyad dechsev yobash abasara. What's the difference? By shel yad, it says that the kubitik would have to be on the flesh. Shelo yedavar chotzeis peidol of abasaro. Dirosh namiksev. It's how that mistefes al rosho. I don't understand. It says al basara by both of them. So why should there be a difference between shel yad and shel rosh? Answer. Tana sa'ara hayanira bein tzitz l'misnefes. No, hair showed between the tzitz. The Kohen wore the golden tzitz on his forehead and the misnefes on top. There was a space in between the tzitz and the misnefes. Shesham minich and tefillin. There was a spot on the forehead that the tefillin could go directly in the forehead and not be mafsik. So on the top of the Kohen Gadol, think about the Kohen Gadol. He had his hat on, and then right in front of his hat he had his tefillin. And under that, he had his tzitz. Why? How could the tefillin be on top of the tzitz? That's higher kedusha. We mentioned that. The tzitz only has one shem Hashem on it. The tefillin has many shemos of Hashem. The tefillin has a higher kedusha than the tzitz. And therefore, the tefillin could go on top of the tzitz. And that's why.
The straps didn't interfere with the hat.
The straps must not be. The straps do not interfere with the hat. Are the straps part of the Bitei Kahuna also? Do the straps have to be touching? It's a good question. But the straps were all the way in the back, right by the kesher. It's a good question. What about the straps? Well, at least the ikker part of it, the box, would not be. And that is lamaisa. Halacha lamaisa. What does a kohen do? Right, you ever see the pictures of the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you want to have appropriate pictures, the Rambam says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Yud Halacha Vav, says the Rambam, that they wore. Ofichach Ein Hakohen Yachol Avod B'Tfilah Shel Yad Shehari Chotetzes Aval Shel Rosh Ein Chotetzes, and therefore V'Imratzo LaHanicham B'Shas Avodah Miniach. Where did the Rambam get that lashon? You can put it on if you want to. It doesn't say you have to. Very strange. If it's not a chatzitza, don't you have to put on tefillin? And if it is a chatzitza, then you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says it's not a chatzitza. Shouldn't you have to? The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, shel yad they can't wear, because it's a chatzitza underneath their baguette, but shel rosh, they can fit it on. Right? The kohen hedyo doesn't even wear the tzitz. So therefore, he can put it on shel rosh. If he wants to, he can. If he wants to. Right, so usually we pass in the halacha. We try to mostly a decha, maybe that's where the Rambam gets it from. The halacha is usually you're not allowed to wear a shel rosh without a shel yad. That's why you put on the shel rosh second and take off the shel rosh first. You never allowed to have the shel yad on, the shel rosh on without a shel yad. That's why, halachically, the minhag olam is to not do the straps of the fingers, before putting on the shel rosh. Why? Because the bracha we see on the shel yad, lahaniach tefillin, that really goes on the shel rosh and the shel yad. It's going on both. Sfaradim only make one bracha, but minhag Ashkenazim is to make two brachas, but that bracha of lahaniach is also going on the shel rosh. So we only do the shel yad straps that are going to hold it in place, that are me'ikar adin, because it's going on both. It's going on both. So we wrap it up and we don't do the fingers until afterwards, because that's not an ikar part of the straps. The Rav Shechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik did it, because he was choshes for those shitas, that even the fingers are, that's both, are part of Me'ikar Adin. But that is, but why do we do all that? Because the shel yad has to be on before the shel rosh. Whatever part of it has to be on, and then we put on the shel rosh, and then we go back to the shel yad. What bracha would the Kohen Gadol make? The Ramah quotes, what if you only have a shel yad? What if you only have a shel rosh, you make two brachas? That's the Ramah quotes. So what bracha would the Kohen make on the shel rosh? Okay, but this is the discussion. Let me ask you a question. Why can't the Gemara said, so the tefillin can't be under the begadim. So why can't you put the tefillin on top of the begad? Why can't you wrap your shel yad on top of the begad? So Gemara doesn't discuss that. But so the three-way machlok, three sheet is in the Rishonim. Is there a problem with chatzitza by tefillin too? So it sounds like from this Gemara that the Rosh brings a raya from this Gemara that there is a problem of chatzitza by tefillin shel yad. That's why we roll up our sleeves. You don't put it on top. There's a problem of chatzitza by tefillin shel yad. The issue of do you take off your watch or not? So that's the question. A, is there a chatzitza by shel yad? And if there is an issue of chatzitza by shel yad, does it apply to the straps all the way down here? The ikar mitzvah is up here. That's the question. Whether most people take off their watch, some people don't. But that the Rosh proves from our Gemara that there is an issue of chatzitza both by shel rosh and by shel yad. Because of our Gemara does not suggest put the tefillin on top of the begadim of bidei kahuna. The Rashba says, no, there's only a problem of chatzitza by the shel rosh, not by the shel yad. But the problem of putting it on top of the beged is shel yad has to be covered. And therefore, if you put on another beged on top of that, ukshartam la'oz ha'edach, it's la'oz l'cha. The shel rosh has to be uncovered. So there's a big discussion in the Rosh and the Rashba, the Poskim, and you can look in the Shulchan Aruch. Is there a halachas of chatzitza by tefillin? Is it only by shel yad? Is it only by shel rosh? Is it both? That's a discussion, but this is one of the important gemaras related to that. Okay, we're going to continue now. Says the gemara, Meniche mechusa kippurim minolan. How do you know? So we finished mechusa begadim for now. How do you know mechusa kippurim causes psal avoda? Minolan. Amar avuna makra v'chibra la'akon v'tahera. The Kohen brings the carbon for him, and then he is tar. Tar mechad shi tamea. Mashba that before he brought the carbon of Mechusa Kippurim, he was just called Tameh. V'shalom rachot yidam ragayim, asi chuka chuka mi Mechusa Begadim. So, v'shalom shavar from Mechusa Begadim, if you do the avoda without washing your hands and feet, so then it is pasul. Tana Rabbanan, Kohen Gadol, shol tov avalok yidish, bid beged lebeged, on Yom Kippur, if a Kohen Gadol does not do his tefillas, or the sanctifications of his hands and feet that he does between each of his Begadim switching, ubein avoda li avoda, v'yavad avodasak sheira. Says the Braisa, if the Kohen skips any of his tefillas or any of his kiddushim, the avod is still kasher. V'yachad Kohen Gadol, v'yachad Kohen Hedir, shlo kiddush adav v'raglav, shachmas v'yavad. Avodas Psula. But if this is the morning one, if he doesn't wash his hands, or even the Kohen Hedyot that does not wash his hands in the morning, the Avoda is Pasul. Amalei Rav Asa Rabzeit, Rav Yochanan Michti. One second, let's see. Chamesh Tfilos Vasar Kiddushin Daraisa. All of them are Daraisa. The five Tfilos and the ten Kiddushin are all Daraisa. The Chukuk Siv Behu. And it says Chuk, it says at the end of the Avoda of Yom Kippur, Chukasal Amal Darar Seichem. So Lakvu, they should all be Ma'akev. Why did the Braisa say that they're not Ma'akev? So Amarle Amarkra Ulevesham, because it also says he should wear them. Levisha Ma'akeves Vein Davar Acher Ma'akev. So he answers him, no. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Levisha is Ma'akev. So Sahavu Panav. So Rav Asi's face started lining up. He was so excited about that answer. What an awesome answer! Amarle Rabbi Yochanan answers him, Vav Aufsa Kasvi Lacha. Literally, I wrote a vav on a log. Picture a log. You try to write a vav on a log, it's illegible because a log has all these bumps. So it's not going to be legible. So he's basically saying, I gave you an answer that's not good. I wrote above on a log for you. Meaning what? Ihachi, if it's true that it should not be ma'akev, because only Levisha is ma'akev, the tzafer nami, the morning one also shouldn't be ma'akev. So why did we mechal between the first one and the other nine? So what's the difference? So Amar Chizki, Amar Kra, v'haysa lahem chak olam lo ulezare lo darosam. The pasuk says by the kiyor in general, davar ma'akev bizarro ma'akev bo, something that is ma'akev always by his zera, by Aaron HaKohen's children is ma'akev with him, davar she'ina ma'akev bizarro ina ma'akev bo, and only something that's ma'akev by him, and therefore his children don't do, right, the regular Kohanim don't do the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So all other nine, which is only special for Avodas Yom Kippurim, are not ma'akev, only the first one in the morning. Rav Yonasan Amar Mehacha, a little different. For Achatsubi Menu Moshe Aaronu Banav, Davar Ma'akev Banav, Ma'akev Bo, Davar Ma'akev Banav, In Ma'akev Bo. Similar drasha. Rav Yochanan, my time, Alamar Bita Chizkiya. Why did Rav Yochanan quote the first pasuk and not the second pasuk? I'm sorry, the second pasuk, not the first pasuk. That's just telling you the din. The din is that you have to do this avoda, you have to wash your hands forever. It's telling you the din gufa. Why did the first one not hold like the second one? No, okay, he uses that pasuk for the following. And if the kiyor does not have enough for four kohanim to wash their hands, so ein makachin bo. Right, that's what you learn because it says Moshe Aaron. Moshe Aaron and Banav. Moshe Aaron and Banav is plural. So that's four. You need at least four. Rashi says the kli has to hold this amount of water at least for four. The Rambam says no, it has to actually have that water in there. Had that water in there. It's not just it did in the kli. Tana Rabbanon, Keita mitzvahs kiddush. How does the kohen wash his hands and feet every morning? Maniach yado ayimanis agabe raglo ayimanis. Viado smalas agabe raglo smalas. You put your right hand on your right foot and your left hand on your left foot. Umekadish and you wash your hands that way. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Maniach shtei yadav zuol gavzu, val shtei raglav zuol gavzu, umekadish. No, you put your hands and your feet all in one spot and you wash. Amrulay. Hiflagitu! What a crazy thing, exaggeration. Yeshalobasas, you're gonna fall down. You're gonna fall down if you put your hands on top of your feet. Shaper Kamerlei, that's a good taina. So what does he mean? Amar of Yosef, the Chadera Messiah. No, your friend's gotta help you up. You gotta start off the day with Achdus. That's the message. Right? Your friend's gotta hold you up. Right, so it might be some. That's why would the Torah demand this? Your friend doesn't hold you up. My benayu, or my nafkamina. So what are they arguing about? Amar Abaya, midim anatzadik benayu. The halacha is if you have to stand with being supported, is that called standing? So I'm only Rav Sama Breid, the Rav Asher, the Ravina, the Leisa Mesim of Kaddish. Why don't you just sit down? Why don't you just sit down? What do you mean? Tosfos says you're allowed to sit down. Ein yeshiva bazara malchus beizavet bilvad. Tosfos says, oh, leaning. Leaning is not called sitting for that halacha. Okay, but ask the Gemara, why don't you lean? Why don't you sit down? Amar Kra, l'shareis, v'sheiris me'umadu. No, even washing is called a service, and all service in the Beis HaMikdash, as we know, has to be done standing. Smicha comes up in many areas of halacha, leaning. What about when you get an aliyah? The poskim say, one should be careful not to lean on the bima when one gets an aliyah. What about when one does vidui? When the ashanu and now the alchetz? The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, is supposed to stand. So you have to be careful when we lean, that if the thing is taken away, we wouldn't fall down. Sfas Emes says, the Kohanim have to put their hands on their feet when they wash their hands. So don't they have to wash their hands afterwards because they touch their feet? Become on some achusim? So the Sfas Emes has a big chiddush. Because the Kohanim all day go barefoot, the feet have the status of makom galui. And therefore, it's not called Mechumas Abachusa, therefore you don't have to wash your hands. It's a chiddush right here, the Sfas Emes. A little bit more, and then we'll stop. Tan Rabbanan. If a Kohen washes his hands in the morning, he does it, and he does the avodah the whole day, he doesn't have to wash his hands at night, even though it's a new halachic day. In the night, he has to do kiddush in the morning. Divrei Rebbe, Shaya Rebbe Omer, Lina Mo'elas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Rebbe says, Lina, staying overnight and having Amud HaShachar pass by, that causes psul of the water. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ein Lina Mo'elas B'Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. No, Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon does not hold that way. In the morning, you do not have to wash your hands. And Tanya Idach, and another Bryce, has a similar machlokas. Hayomi Namakav Agabi Amaz Be'akal Alayla. He's doing the avodah the whole night. Lo'o Raton Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says he's got to do the avodah. He's got to wash his hands in the morning again. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer. No. Kivish Kiddush Yadav Raglav Mitchilas Avodah Afilu Mikan V'Adasor Yamin Minasor Lekadish. No matter how long he does the avodah, he does not have to wash his hands again. So we have one machlokes, period. He washes his hands in the morning. He doesn't have to wash again. And the other one is that if he's constantly doing the avodah, he does not have to wash his hands again. So why do you need them both? So finishing up, it's richa. If you only have the first one, only there Rebbe says you have to wash your hands again. Because you stop doing what you're doing. You're not doing the avodah. So you have to wash your hands again. But if you're still doing the avodah, there was no break, maybe he would agree. You don't have to wash your hands because you didn't stop doing the avodah. If you only have the second one, maybe only there says Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon that you have to wash your hands because you're doing the avodah. But in the other case where you did, maybe he would get a Rebbe. Tzricha. That's what you need. Both versions of the machlokas. Okay, we'll stop here. And Baruch Hashem, tomorrow night is Shir and Bitei Kehuna, and we will continue. Bezrat Hashem.